Super name, easy man. Super name, easy man. Super name, easy man.
The soup boys are back. Jimbo, how are you?
Is this thing on? Hold on. Is this thing on? Welcome, everybody. The Soup Boys are indeed back. It's Soup It Ain't Easy, the number one soup podcast on the internet, ethernet, and all of the interwebs. Frank, I'm doing fantastic. It feels so good to be back. Thanks for holding down the fort for a little bit, but don't worry. I'm back and ready to go. Thank you. Thank you. The crowd is going wild.
They're so excited to have you. I mean, they're getting sick and tired of my voice. So, I mean, the souping universe is ready for Jimbo, king of seafood soups, to... Oh, no. My microphone dropped. to be back in our presence.
That's right. That's right. And it's been a couple months, I'd say. Frank was holding it down with Fall Into Soup with Frank, right? Killer theme song right there. I hope everyone enjoyed those great episodes. It's fall season. We are basically in the midst of winter season, essentially. So let's fall away from the fall, Frank. You had your moment to shine. Now let's do this together. Tag team, high five. Ready?
Sure. Ready? Are we high-fiving on the...
One,
two. Boom. Boom.
Nice. So Frank, what are we planning for this episode? We got some fun stuff planned.
Yeah, I mean, am I spoiling it? Are we like teasing like that?
I'm just saying it's been some time since the Soup Boys got together. So, you know, of course we're gonna hit you up with some soup news. We're gonna hit everyone up with the soups we tried. But before we get started, Frank, you know, Jimbo's thirsty and. The audience, our super fans, have been quenched and they are thirsty for what we are now calling the Soup Saloon. Let's hit him, Frank.
I had it. Hold on.
Can't even blame Alec for this one.
Hey now, pull up a stool because it's the Soup Saloon.
Nice. Oh. Yes, it is the Soup Saloon with Jimbo and Frank here. I'll keep the nice saloon. No more adults only, because that sounded like a totally different segment. So yes, Jimbo, how
we took a poll on TikTok and people voted against adults only.
So, I'm assuming while you've been on your break, you've enjoyed multiple segments of Adults Only, or Adult... Wow.
Where'd you think I went, Frank?
Soup Saloon. So, Jimbo, what do you That's have right. This week?
Soup Saloon. And as we open up the beer of the week over here, yes, Jimbo, where have I been? Where in the world has Jimbo been? You know, it was a wonderful time over in Costa Rica. Hung out in the rainforest tropics in a bungalow. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that. Awesome time. You know, sometimes you need a little getaway. People went for the staycation. I went for the getawation. Getawation? Here's my libation. Frank, we have the Voodoo Ranger American Haze making an appearance.
Okay.
And I chose this specifically because Fall Into Soup with Frank was just, in my opinion, an American haze. We're out of it. We're into a new era of winter time in a sense. But you know, I love you, Frank. A little bit of a dig. You did a fantastic job. This is by New Belgium, wonderful brewery. And they don't have nothing really fun to read about it. You know, I like to read that fun stuff. 5% alcohol by volume. So this is a sippa. This is a sippa, they like to say. Going in for the sip. And as I mull this one over, a big thank you to our super fans and our special guests for Fall Into Soup with Frank.
Yes.
I appreciate all of that. And so does Frank, of course.
All right, sure.
You know, that's enough nodding to you, Frank.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, are we just applauding that Fallen to Sleep with Frank, or?
Yeah, I said we're done with that. So now we are here. So the American Haze, wonderful. This is smooth, Frank. This is smooth. You could finish this can. You could probably chug this can if you really wanted to, Frank. I a scale of 1 to 100. That's what we do with the beers here on Stupid and Easy. This is real smooth. This is good. We're going 90. I'm going 90, Frank.
90?
90 out of 100.
Wow. So Beer Advocate has it scored at an 85. Very good.
Wow. So I was kind of a little bit, I'm very thirsty at the moment. So maybe that's the extra points.
So,
but right in line with what Beer Advocate has to go with.
It is, though. I know like New England IPAs are like trendy, but it's the 3,123rd New England IPA on the site. How many New England IPAs are there that the 8 and 85 ranked or scored one is the 3,000th best New England IPA?
Interesting. I don't know. We might have to do a tour of New England to figure that out.
I mean, 85 is a very good score. That might be one of your highest scores, I think, in the history.
I said 90. I gave a 90.
90. Oh my gosh. It's been, you know what? We've got to shake the rest off.
At least one of us is keeping track along the way over here.
I haven't even had a Voodoo Ranger, so.
I know.
What's my excuse?
You're dropping the ball. You know, it's Soup Saloon time with you as well, but you don't have anything in front of you. So hopefully next week you'll come prepared. You'll come prepared with a saloon-esque drink.
It is a school night.
I know, right? Grow up, Frank. Speaking of growing up, not really, but keeping tabs on things. Just like to point out again, follow us on Instagram, Stupid Ain't Easy. TikTok, Stupid Ain't Easy. Right, Frank? It's just that, Stupid Ain't Easy?
Yes, correct.
But I would also like to call out that you can email the Soup Boys whenever you'd like. Soupandainteasy@gmail.com. And I'm just going through that inbox right now, Frank, and I like to pull out a couple emails that I'd like to bring to everyone's attention. The first one comes to us from Henry from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Soup and Ain't Easy. Love you guys. Wanted to say that Fall into Soup with Frank was a riveting and super fun series.
Okay.
But it missed one element. That would be Jimbo. Can't wait till Jimbo returns. Thanks, Henry. Appreciate that one. Next email that we got is from Debbie from Tampa, Florida. Simply one line. And I love these emails because the subject line is the exact same as the body line. We miss Jimbo! Exclamation point. Debbie from Tampa. Thank you so much. I miss you too, girl. And finally, one more email that I'd like to call out. Hi, Soup Ain't Easy. Thanks for inspiring me to have soup in a cup ready for my guests at Thanksgiving. Oh, remember, Frank, we talked about this last year as a good thing. He goes on to say, great idea by Jimbo, of course. Frank, do better. That's from Carl from Detroit. So love that. Love the input. Love that. Thanks for those. Any remarks on that, Frank? No, no love from you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Carl. Well, I mean, they did say Fall. Didn't Thomas from Charlotte say that it was he enjoyed Falling to Soup with Frank?
That would be Henry from Charlotte.
Henry, yeah. Well, I've lost the Bread Bowl Nation guy right there. Yeah. But I mean, that's great. I mean, the people missed Jimbo. I missed Jimbo, especially because Jimbo got Soup News together. And it was basically my production assistant of getting everything. I mean, you're not my assistant. Hold on. Before
I took it that way. So thank you for
before I get some enjoy. Let's just say
you're going to get another email from Debbie from Tampa.
Yeah. Well, and the co-host of You Don't Know Jackie, by the way, You Don't Know Jackie and Squid Game and You Don't Know Jackie podcast. Go check them out. Yeah, I will be getting a remark from her. So yes, but that's great. I'm glad that the people missed Jimbo. So we're back.
We're back, so. Baby. Frank, let's move on to our next segment. Let's inform the people what's going on in Soup News.
Got to shake the rust off a little.
A little.
I'm veteran newsman Scott Soupington, and it's time for this week in Soup News.
Wow.
Yes, that is correct. Thank you, Scott. I'll take it from here. Actually, there's probably some audio. There we go. All right. So, Jimbo, we do have, by the way, Scott Soupington. How did we land that?
I know. I mean, veteran in the biz apparently needed work, but we're happy to hire.
Right? I mean,
don't tell Alec because he's still our intern, not hired.
I mean, third year of Alec. I mean, what are we? I mean, buddy, we're not paying you anything. Like, it's time to move on. So this is courtesy of Yahoo News, but a woman arrested for throwing scalding hot soup in worker's face in row over lid. So would you like to go into it or would you like me to?
Basically we had a crazy woman let's give her the benefit of the doubt for 1 minute. This woman walks into an establishment and had a hankering for soup. I have that from time to time, most of the time, actually, Frank as well. And she ordered her soup, I assume paid for her soup, and then finally received her soup in a to-go box, to-go container. The issue that the woman, her name Amanda Martinez, had, the soup, Frank, was just way too hot. Compare it to that story almost a decade now, probably now or even more, of the McDonald's coffee when it was too hot and burnt that woman. So just imagine that with soup. So that's the beginning of the story, Frank.
My favorite part of this story is Miss Martinez confronted Miss Brolin, claiming that the soup was so hot it melted the plastic lid into the container.
Wow. Okay. Two things there. One, how many people complain their soup is too cold? Just saying. And B, I've had that happen before, and that's a visual notification reference that your soup is hot, you better watch out. It's not a way for you to fight back with throwing the soup.
So here's my thing. I'm not a hot, super hot soup person. Great burp. I'm not like a fan of, I don't like my tongue to be like a liquefied putty, like after I'm done eating soup. Like I like to, have taste afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like it, hot, but I mean,
some like it hot.
It's like, well, that's too hot. I mean, if we're talking like the skin melts off your finger, if you dip your finger in there for like 5 seconds, like, come on.
Okay. Here's the thing. The article does not go into type of soup. We've done many challenges. We've done soup bracket. We've reviewed a lot of soups, Frank. Sometimes a hot soup, when you get it and it chills just a little bit, give it a couple minutes, that's ideal. You know, let's say it was served at the correct temperature. She did get it to go, remember. By the time she gets home, drives her Subaru Outback back home, and then pulls into the car port, gets into her little home, puts the food on the table, goes to the bathroom first, and then comes back, it's probably too cold. Maybe this restaurant was timing it perfectly for her to accomplish her commute back.
So they called it a spicy soup. So my whole thought process was it was probably a cream or a crema-based soup, because those tend to like hold temperature more. Like if I'm thinking of like the hottest soups, because they take, they're like an engine that takes a minute to rev up, but once they're revved up, they're hot. Where if you're talking about like a chicken noodle, I don't know. I just think if I think of like super hot soups, I think of like a boiling broccoli ched. But I don't know of any spicy crema based soups. So correct. I don't know.
So I can see if this was a really boiling hot broccoli cheddar soup, sometimes that top layer can get cold, but if you scoop down a little further, it's still boiling hot. This was not the case here. And it goes on to say that, so she was upset her soup was too hot, went back and threw the soup in the manager's face to the point then where it wasn't the heat that injured the manager. It was the type of spice that got in her eyes and that sort of thing. So she waited a while to the point where the soup is probably good to eat at a temperature wise, but I don't know if she took a, if it took a bite, it doesn't go into that. It seems like a waste of soup, Frank. And I feel like that's the moral of the story. Not only don't throw soup at somebody, but let's not waste soup. Let's not.
So I've looked at the name of the restaurant is Sol de Jalisco. I'm assuming that the J is an H, huh? The only soup I'm finding is Caldo de Res. It's a beef soup. That doesn't seem spicy, though, from what I'm seeing. So I'm not sure. You know, if you'd like to do some investigation on the soup, I'm very fixated on what soup it is. Soupitainteasy@gmail.com. That would be there great. Thank you.
We'll dig into that more. Maybe a follow up recap, like almost like Unsolved Mysteries, the update, you know, at the end. Love that.
Sure.
Nice. Well, that was soup news, everybody. Frank, are you ready to move on to our next segment?
Oh my gosh, we're flying by. Sure.
We are. It's just, you know, rapid fire. We're ready to go. Let's hear what the soup boys have tried this week. Alec, I just spelled it out for you. Intern Alec. This is why we don't hire him.
What soups did Frank and Jim try this week? Did they try an oldie soup or something with crema? Or did they try a fancy Jim soup? We will find out. We will find out.
I'm going to be honest. I forgot I ever made that.
So did I. But that's why they have things like yearbooks to look back and laugh. And that's what we just did, Frank.
I think that showed 4 minutes and 30. I think I probably did a full song of that. So...
4 minutes. Before we move on, Frank, speaking of looking back and laughing, again, Fall Into Soup with Frank. We'll talk about it a little bit more, I think, but it is December upon recording this. And I think Frank's been busy last month doing something facially, let's just say, big, you know, awesome cause, Movember, gotta love it. Big supporters of Movember here in the Soup Nation. But Frank seems to have forgotten his Bic Mach 3, Gillette Fusion, Braun, anything. Frank still has a mustache. So, you know, we're going to pull a video and put it on the TikTok so we can relive this later in life. But Frank, can you tell our super fans what is growing on your lip?
So... that sounds like a different thing. So I have
really close up here too.
I'm going to the camera. Yep. I have a mustache. I must ask you a question. I mean, it's, I don't know. I haven't been shaving. Harry's razor, by the way, hashtag not sponsored, but I've used Harry's for a while. Great razor. And so I don't know. I've been growing. We're not saying when we're recording, but let's just say it's maybe time to shave technically if we're done Movember. I don't know. If the people love the mustache, I mean, we'll let that, Soup Nation decide that, but, I mean, I don't know. I've just been growing it out. People like it. The roommates approve of it. So I just have been rocking the mustache.
I do have to say, some people, it takes forever to grow a mustache. Frank's is actually not terrible, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I'm just saying, yeah, you know, but it does remind me of those, the glasses and the fake nose and the mustache, but it's without the glasses and the fake nose. So it could be almost, it could be at a point where if you keep it going, it's almost like you have a third eyebrow, but maybe that's what you're going for.
I have been told that I have caterpillars above my eyes, but, I'm just trying to grow it out. So I have to shave basically every day because I get a 5 o'clock shadow, not a brag, but to all those like once a week shavers. I don't know. I don't think it's reached its potential, to be honest. So I haven't really shaved anywhere of the upper lip. So maybe I need to start trimming a little. I think it's starting to creep over the top lip. But,
well, that's my million-dollar question. As a soup fan would like to know, how much soup gets in the way of your mustache?
It does. It's not as hairy yet where like stuff gets like caught in it. If I have like a beer with like a head or something, it will get caught in there, but it's not like a, what do they call it? Like a flavor saver or something like Ew. That. Like, isn't that the term? It's not like going to, I think that might be on my bot, on your chin. I don't know. It's not like a,
they call that one the vertical horizon. Not many people will get that, but the lead singer of Vertical Horizon had that thing over here.
I don't know. I have no idea who Vertical Horizon is, but
maybe. Yeah, I think it's him. Yeah. Look up a picture of lead singer Vertical Horizon. And he's got that that one piece of patch.
Like a soul patch?
Below the lower lip.
All right. Lead singer of Vertical Horizon, Matt Scannell.
Sure.
So
I feel like if you're the lead singer of Vertical Horizon, you should just be known as, hi, I'm lead singer of Vertical Horizon. No one knows you as Matt Scannell. Is Frank got it? Yeah. Uh-oh. Wait. I guess that's more of a goatee, but
oh, here we go. Here we go.
I could be wrong. Maybe he grew it out later in life. Kind of. Yeah. Okay. So you have to look back in like 2001 Vertical Horizon.
That the problem with this is an audio medium, and that was just a visual. Visual. The people on TikTok will be rewarded if this ever
rewarded.
Gets
posted. Or the people that are part of Vertical Horizon's fan club, they will know immediately via audio only.
If you know what, if you're part of Vertical Horizon's fan club and Soup Nation, send us a DM on
if you're Instagram. The lead singer of Vertical Horizon, right. And you listen to Soup Nation Easy, send us an email.
Right.
We'll send you a mug from Teespring.
Right. It's T-Chip.
T-Chip.
Thank you.
Hey, Christmas season's coming up. Get your merch in.
Right. T-Chip.com/Soup Nation Easy.
Thank you.
And also, if the lead singer Vertical Horizon would like to come on to Soup Nation Easy, I think we can save a spot for him. Awesome. So,
yeah, we'll hear what soup they had in the road in 2002. Frank, let's get back to the soups we tried. I have a wonderful soup that, if you follow us on Instagram, I posted a story while I was enjoying it. And it involves, you know, the holiday festivities. It's kind of a soup that you have around Thanksgiving, the holidays. It's almost like tamale season, right? You can only have that around here at this time. I went to a favorite of Jimbo's, the Wahoo's Fish Taco. We talked about this in earlier episodes, mostly California based. There's a few throughout the country, but I went and I had their limited time only turkey albondigas soup. Now, I know what you're going to dictionary.com and typing in that word. I'll let you know right now so you can keep on driving and I can keep you on the road. The albondigas means meatball in Spanish. Huh? Huh, Frank? You like that? Meatball. And this soup is one of many South of the Border classics that make a festive meal in a bowl. And a lot of that is true, Frank, and I'll get more to that in a second. But the turkey albondigas soup, it had three meatballs, turkey meatballs in it, carrots, potatoes, zucchini, tomato, the tomato-based soup broth as well. And on the side, I was able to add some sour cream, some sour crema, and a little bit of guacamole. So, Frank, we had both of those on there. And this last sentence in that description, that's all you needed. It was a complete meal in a bowl. A soup was a meal. Frank, this was a wonderful surprise how good this was. I wish it was a staple throughout the year. For super fans that may remember, I've had the chicken tortilla soup from Wahoo's, and it scored very well. But this outshined that to the point where someone I was with had the chicken tortilla soup and did not opt for the turkey albondigas, and they were upset. So that's what's telling you how good this is. Frank, I'm going to give this one 8.9 out of 10, Frank. 8.9 for the turkey albondigas.
Wow. All right. And where is that from again for the soup people?
Wahoo's fish taco, Frank.
Turkey al bin d. And what did you give it?
Oh my God. 8.9 out of 10.
Oh, okay. The soup and audience need to know.
Yes. Yes.
Anything
now
else?
Over to you, Frank. I know everyone's waiting. So let's hear what you had.
So, I mean, they were kind of updated on my soup's wall. Fall into soup with Frank happen. This feels like just like a recap, like a recovery episode from all of the Fall into Soup with Franks. We need this. I mean, great podcast, by the way. But it's on the feed. Go check it out. I'm sure we'll talk about it later. I mean, I don't know where the wheel will land. Jimbo, I had Lipton Ring O Noodle Soup. Ooh. Have you ever had that?
No, but the name sounds like it cost $1 million from a marketing agency to come up with that one.
I believe it probably did. So Lipton, the tea people, they make the soups. So this is Ring O Noodle, Lipton Soup Secrets, soup mixed with real chicken broth. New look, same great taste. Jimmo, I'm going to just let you know. Okay. There's about a year's worth of sodium in there. So
can I stop you real quick? When you said yeah. Lipton and soup, I was going to interrupt you and say hashtag sodium city. Sodium city. Yeah. But I let you finish and I'm happy that you you just proved my point. Continue.
So there is 2 pouches. So I think 2 pouches make like about 4 servings, about like 1 cup prepared. So there is 700 milligrams of sodium in 1 cup of the soup. And so that's about what, 2,800 milligrams. So 700 mg. So what's 29 times 4? That's,
I don't know, lots. It's over 100, I can tell you that. That's
more. It's 116. So one of these soups exceeds your daily recommended sodium by 100. It's basically 16 percentage points over just the. And by the way, I made 1 packet thinking that that was going to be like a little. That's a family size soup. Like the amount of. Like there was a ton of noodles, like it was a big soup. So I like had this for lunch 2 days. It was good. I mean, it was, here's the thing about this one. As it comes to dried, like powdered soups, this one keeps in your cabinet or your pantry, whatever you were from, wherever you're from, whatever you call it.
Shelf.
It's shelf. It's super cheap. It's like, I don't know. It was probably like $1.
Was this an Aldi purchase?
I think so.
Yep.
Probably. I mean, they're off their soup suspension. I still have the tomato soup waiting to be retried. I've been dreading that. That will be for if Frank makes a major mistake on the podcast. That will be my punishment for the next one. I don't know. Like, it was good. It was solid. 6.7 out of 10.
Wow. That is a solid score for Lipton. Congrats, Lipton, making above 5. I was expecting a 4 point something.
No, it was good. I mean, it was a great value, would I order?
The value really brings it up in the point scale right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't order it at a restaurant and be like, what's this garbage? But for cheap, you know, at the store, quick, sure.
Sure.
All right. What is it, the wheel?
Great review, Frank.
Oh,
I think
you.
It's time. We're ready for our final segment of the return of Stupid and Easy. Everyone's favorite wheel of segments. Spin that wheel. Where will it land? Where will it land?
Woo!
Oh, nice,
Jimbo. Where did it land?
I'm taking a closer look at all the wedges. This was a themed wheel today. Every wedge is the title of every Fall Into Soup with Frank episode, and we landed on. I can't read it. So many words. What was the one episode that it landed on from Fall Into Soup with Frank?
It landed on just like one episode or
it landed on one because we're going to give a highlight from one of the Fall Into Soup with Frank episodes.
Oh, my gosh. It landed on episode. I don't know, Jimbo. There's been 6 episodes of Fall Into Soup with Frank. Give
You're
me a
the
number.
One that created the titles, Frank. Just name a title.
Fall Into Soup with Frank, episode 6.
Episode 6. Oh my gosh. If you made it through the first 5 and started episode 6, congratulations. But for everyone else, let's hear a recap on the best moment from episode 6 of Fall Into Soup with Frank from none other than Frank himself.
So if she's listening to this, hello, Molly. If Molly's fans are listening, thank you for sticking around this long. So episode 6 was with Molly Mackler. She found us on TikTok. She commented and she's like, you know, I'd love to be on a soup podcast. And then one thing led to another. And we talk about it on the episode and she came on. So she hosts the Trend Lightly podcast and the Mother May I Sleep With podcast or something. It's about Lifetime movies. Yeah, it's very. She has someone
it's
on
Lifetime
each week.
Movie season right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Hallmark like as well, yeah.
Hallmark, really, but you know, this is the time where you want to cuddle up with some hot cocoa and watch some Lifetime and Hallmark movies.
More? Well, are you talking like the scary like Lifetime movies or the like the Christmas?
Well,
ones?
I have to admit, I'm not one of those people. But for the majority of people, they do enjoy that type of film.
Well, the reason I ask is my mother watches every just cheesy Christmas movie. Like if you just name 2 events and add like or an event and add Christmas to it or a noun, she's a Christmas wedding planner, wedding at Christmas. Like it's not very creative.
How about dentist and Thanksgiving? Is there a movie about a dentist that takes over Thanksgiving? Maybe like the electricity goes out and they're locked inside the dentist office and they have to eat Thanksgiving in their dentist office with the dental hygienists. That's not going to make a Lifetime movie.
That may be a Lifetime movie. Maybe more of like a,
maybe Molly can bring that to the table.
Yeah. She could make it. Yeah. She's in your neck of the woods, California.
Oh, there you go.
So Los Angeles. So, yeah, we rabbit trailed a lot. It was a long podcast. We talked about the history of Campbell's Chicken Stars. So that was interesting. We talked about, she's now honestly my new best friend in the Soup universe, like, wow. With you as well. She's like, she announced it and she's like, she didn't even say Soup. We're just like best friends now. So that's great. So,
has she seen you with the mustache though?
No,
that could change everything.
Honestly, I think she'd be even more hooked. Wow. I think she'd be like, yeah.
You better watch out because tigers are coming.
She said she was going to be a fan of you. You know what? She worked. One of the things we talked about. She worked at Bertucci's as a hostess, and I talked about how you've talked about on the podcast, Charlie Brown. You work there, and so what? I Jimbo, I think she needs to come on an episode of Soupin' Ain't Easy, and we'll. We haven't had a guest in years.
Well, all I'd say, we love guests, and it's been a while. It's been a while. But yeah, email us if you are a super fan and you think you're better than Molly. Molly, are there people better than you? We'll find out. But anyway, Frank, I love that. The History of Chicken Stars from Campbell's. Riveting. Find that on episode 6 of Fall Into Soup with Frank. Theme song written, recorded, produced, and sung by none other than Jimbo. So I'd like to put that out there.
Yes, it was very good. People loved the theme song. But it not just, I mean, we had a lot of the people in the Soupin' Ain't Easy universe on Fall Into Soup with Frank. The first episode was great with You Don't Know Jackie. Mm-hmm. And then we just had a lot of like pals.
There was
a little bit of
a Jimbo hate aspect in that one from some other people, not Jackie. I'm not going to mention a name.
Not giving the validation.
We're not going to give validation to anybody, but it's been heard. And, you know, we're going to have a promo war. We're going to have a MJF punk kind of promo war. How about that? I'll be MJF.
They had a lot of promotions in the pod. They did about 20 promos for You Don't Know Jackie, all about Elite Wrestling, and any other podcasts they had. So they definitely got a good return on investment thanks to us. So we love them though. They're not our sister podcast, but they're a friend podcast.
You know, I haven't watched the Squid Game, but maybe after what they're doing, I'll give it a try. How about that?
I haven't either. I don't know. I'll watch it eventually.
You know what we should do, Frank? Maybe next episode, find some squid soup. Apparently squid's hot in the game right now.
Are you going to try some squid soup?
I would love some squid soup. Say that 5 times fast right now. We'll end the podcast with that.
Squid soup, squid soup, squid soup, squid soup, squid soup, squid soup.
Amazing. He keeps going too. Frank, another fantastic episode. Soup Ain't Easy. The boys are back in full effect. The cadence will continue. If you haven't subscribed, you better subscribe now because the Soup Ain't Easy boys are coming at you strong. Frank, any last final words before we say bye-bye?
Jimbo, I'm glad you're back.
Awesome. And so is Debbie from Tampa.
Soupin' ain't easy, man. Soupin' ain't easy, man. Soupin' ain't easy.